Almost all the organizations that made presentations to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education regarding the draconian billable have seconded the DA's concerns, particularly the problematic Lusufi clauses, which seek to remove school governing body powers to determine the admission and language policies of their schools. During the first round of public hearings yesterday, submissions from the SA Teachers Union, South African Human Rights Commission, Christian View Network, SOS, and the FW de Klerk Foundation all expressed their concerns regarding various clauses in the bill, with a few asking for the bill to be scrapped entirely. The DA also supports the scrapping of the billable. Apart from the constitutional arguments against the Lusufi clauses, which could be used to target schools with a single language of instruction, the billable fails to address concerns about the affordability of compulsory grade R, the lack of proper engagement with the homeschool education sector regarding oversight and quality control, and completely misses a valuable opportunity to address the regulation of blended and online learning in an education environment forever changed by the COVID-19 pandemic. With more than 18,000 written submissions, of which 89% of those processed rejected the bill entirely, and the majority of oral submissions heard on Tuesday expressing strong objections to it, the DA expects the second round of public hearings taking place on the 15th of November next week to follow suit the same direction. It is clear that the South African public is not in favor of the billable. The nearly 30,000 signatures were received on our English and Afrikaans petitions against the bill certainly underscores the public's opposition. On Monday, the 7th of November, the DA will hand over these petitions to the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, at her offices in Gauteng to urge her to completely withdraw the bill. The DA will continue to do everything in its power to ensure that public opinion is taken seriously and that the bill is not bulldozed through Parliament.